All right, praise the Lord. So let's, you know, many sins going to confess now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I'm
Jesus,
not aware of any
I'm
sins.
not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all
of
unrighteousness.
all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1 9. Do you want us to establish the kingdom of God?
Sure. Those who know how to please establish kingdom of God now.
We thank you, Lord. The will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven for all of us, and the angels of God protect us all the way above us, Lord God, all the way below us, and 360 degrees around us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit has free rein in this service. And we thank you, Lord God, that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done not just in our lives and in this service, but every single day of our lives, and that we are that light to the world and to our loved ones who still need to come into the sheepfold in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Wonderful praise and worship. Hope you're feeling that anointing wherever you're at in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your
Amen.
holy name. Oh my goodness. Okay. So let's go ahead and repeat. If you know of any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I'm
Jesus,
not aware of any
I'm
sins.
not aware of any
In
sins.
the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1 9. Okay, well, today is September 25th, and it's Sharon's Crane's 75th birthday. So we are going to sing happy birthday to her. And Josephine's granddaughter, she calls her grandsugar, Noah's with us. And before it gets too late for her bedtime, she wanted to help us sing happy birthday to Sharon as well. So, Noah, are you ready to help us sing happy birthday?
Yes.
Okay, ready? Happy birthday
Happy birthday to you.
to
Happy birthday to
you. Happy
you.
birthday, dear
Dear
Sharon.
Sharon.
Happy
Happy birthday. What
birthday
does that say? To
to you. Okay, you want to sing your version now?
yes.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Say happy birthday. Sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Very good. Hooray. You did a great job. Okay, we love you, Sharon. Happy 75th. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, so we're going to mute everybody and then go to our teaching. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so Sunday, Pastor James was teaching, and he was referring to the parable in Matthew 13, 18 through 23. And so we're going to focus on it tonight and see how we can dig in a little bit deeper. Listen then to the meaning of the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom regarding salvation and does not understand and grasp it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom seed was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and at once welcomes it with joy. Yet he has no substantial root in himself, but is only temporary. And when pressure or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he stumbles and falls away, abandoning the one who is the source of salvation. And the one on whom seed was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the worries and distractions of the world and the deceitfulness, the superficial pleasures and superficial pleasures and delight of riches choke the word and it yields no fruit. And the one on whom seed was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands and grasps it. He indeed bears fruit and yields some 100 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30. So we are trying to be very diligent that when we listen to a teaching and it is sown into our minds and into our hearts, that we want to make sure the evil one doesn't snatch it away. We want it to be sown well in our heart. And as we keep doing our affirmations, that's like watering the seed that's planted. So let's not have it be rocky ground so that someone's heart who's not softened will not have the seed get grounded into that ground. So when we pray for our loved ones that are not walking with the Lord, it's a good idea to pray not only that the Lord opens the eyes of their understanding and flood it with light, but pray that any hardness, any rockiness in their heart, because sometimes people get hardened when they've been hurt, when they've been offended, when they have been mistreated. And many people will grow up in a church or know about God, and then somehow or other, they go by the wayside. Were they offended? Were they not welcomed? Did they just get, taken away by things of this world and going after fame and fortune and those kind of things? Well, this is why we want to keep praying that the word of God that we hear and that they hear will take substantial root and won't be temporary. That no matter when pressure comes, no matter when persecution comes, that we will not default back to our old way. And sometimes when monetary challenges come our way, the devil tries to bring the default system, the system that was afraid, the system that wants to hold on to things and not give to the house of God, not give your full 10% of tithe. They want to borrow part of the tithe to pay off a bill and hopefully by the end of the month might get some more money to make up for that tithe. You know, the best policy is give God what he's due now and give him the full 10%. Just because Uncle Sam takes their percentage first out of the gross doesn't mean that we wait and not give to God. And what do you say, Pastor James, about living with 90%?
Well, 90% with God is worth a whole lot more than 100% without him.
Yeah. And why is that?
Well, because God's exponential. I mean, just look at the simple thing of Jesus feeding the 5,000 or the 4,000 at the time. He just blessed the food and he multiplied immensely what was there. If Jesus wasn't there, you'd had a couple loaves and a few fishes. You wouldn't have fed hardly anybody. So with God, by obeying God, you rebuke the devourer on your behalf. You know, here's the concept though. If I know somebody and I pay this person $900, and I say, now here's an extra $100, I want you to give this to John Jones because I want to give it to John Jones. And the guy says, well, John doesn't need the money. I'll just take it and spend it myself. That's how he stole the money, because it wasn't his to begin with. Okay? So if God's giving you some work and you perform for it, that's correct. But 90% yours, 10% goes to the church. It's just that simple. Okay? The other thing is, it's like you wouldn't go into a store and steal. And well, I got bills to pay. You know, well, if you go into a store and steal something, sell it to pay your bills, it's the same thing as if you're not paying God what's due. But the bottom line is, it's like trying to not pay your insurance. You know, you don't pay your insurance on a car, not you, of course. The person who doesn't pay their insurance on the car that has an accident is out that much more because they weren't properly insured. Well, this is your insurance that God's going to rebuke the devourer on your behalf and protect you from the evil one. It's very reasonable, you know. Okay.
So protection comes because of the faithfulness of tithing?
Yes.
Okay. And so when people get pressured by the devil and their bills are staring at them, and inflation means that they used to be able to buy groceries for, say, $100. And now that grocery has, you know, same amount of food costs how much now because of the inflation?
150, probably 50%.
More. Okay. And gasoline used to be what? And what is it now?
Well, it used to be like, you know, $3.50, now it's $5, you know.
Okay, so to fill up a gas tank per month is how much more per month?
It's right about 30, 40% more overall.
So that will put pressure on people, won't it?
Yeah.
And with that pressure, the devil could keep tempting people. You know what? You better pay your bills first. You better pay your rent first. But what are we supposed to pay first?
Pay God first, always.
Right. Because then we're protected.
Right.
Then there's avenues by which he can bless us.
Exactly.
God doesn't always bless back in money, though, does he?
No. He can bless anybody he wants to. You know, he may just have your food stretch out further. He may have your car just get better gas. Maybe your car doesn't even work for years. That's the way he's blessing you and so forth. He can do any way he wants to bless you. It's his choice how to bless you.
But that's when the miracles can start to happen.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Not if you, though, allow the thorns that were the seed was sown to bring worry or distraction. See, worry can steal faith. Pressure can steal your faith. It can wrap around it and try to make it waver. Distractions of the world to get something that you know, seems like, oh, I would love to have that, but it's not a need. And then that person goes and does that thing and pays for that, but then now doesn't have enough to pay bills. So sometimes we don't realize that we could be swayed, and then that chokes the word of God, and then the fruit can't then blossom. So then we have to repent. If we were worried, even though we gave our tithe, but what if you gave your tithe and you're like, okay, I'm going to give my tithe because I'm obedient, but I still don't see where I'm going to be able to pay my bills. Is that giving in faith?
Of course not.
Okay. So how do they give in faith, even though they're challenged to be worried?
Well, you got to believe in your heart that God's going to honor his word. You know, when you give in faith, when you give what you follow God's rules, being hearer and doer of the word of God, you got to believe in your heart, not just in your head, but in your heart and your whole spirit, that he's going to honor you and take care of you. God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. He also says he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So whatever you have, you want that, and he will supply your needs. Now, something comes at the last minute. That's okay. God knows your timelines. Okay.
That's right. God does know your timelines. And even though you've been standing in faith, some of you, and been patient, and that increase has been germinating and growing in faith, but hasn't fully come into your hands yet, you know what? We have to just keep confessing the Word of God. We have to keep affirming the Word of God, because as you're planting the Word, when you're affirming and watering it and watering it and watering it, God's Word will always come to pass. It will always blossom. It will always bear fruit. And I ask God to help each person to have that patience and the glad expectation, for your harvest is on the way. Your harvest, God has already given you and taken care of. But you have to believe that you've already received that harvest, not that it's going to be coming. No, it's my harvest now. It belongs to me. It is mine. I receive it because it's in the spirit realm. Keep your bridge of faith up so your shipment isn't blocked with your harvest arriving to be with you. So I know that each of you are doing a good job trying to stand in faith. But when the devil comes and tries to make us waver, we're going to say, nope. We stand on the rock, on the Word of God, in Jesus' name.
In fact, it was interesting that just before the meeting today, we were praying for somebody who was challenged to make a rent payment. And he had to make his payment today. Today was the day. Okay. Well, today, somebody ordered some work and gave him an advance, and he's able to pay his rent today.
And the bills.
And the bills.
He got extra.
He got extra, yes. But
yeah.
So it's just God knows. Now, we stood on the Word. This person's a tither. We claimed his tithers rights, as we taught you to do. He stood in the Word. Even though it didn't look like in the natural was going to happen, he said, I don't know how God's going to do it, but I believe God's going to do it. We agree with it, and it came in today. Okay?
That's right. Amen. And we just thank you, Lord God, that your Word will never waver, that it goes forth to accomplish that which it has been set to do, in Jesus' name. And so we believe that God has no favorites. He's not a respecter of persons. And so we're going to pray this prayer again over any offerings that you have sown as an affirmation.
Okay.
We're going to affirm it together. We are going to be able to agree together, where two or more touching anything on this earth, it shall be done by whom? Our Heavenly Father. And one could put 1,000 to flight and two, 10,000. That means that God is going to be helping us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Matthew, did you want
to? Yeah, if I could share something real quick along these lines from that scripture that we were looking at. It talks about the word being received and the word being sown. And there's a couple of scriptures that talk about the sowing of the word. One is in Ephesians chapter 3. It talks about that we are rooted and grounded in love. And that same word, rooted, is the same word that's used in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. It says, as you have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. And so one of the questions that might come up when you're thinking about the rooting, because each one of those soils have to do with the rooting. In other words, it's mm-hmm. on the hard ground. It can't penetrate. It's on the rocky ground and it can't get down deep. Or it's on the ground where with all the weeds and the root gets choked, can't get the nourishment. But then if it's on the good ground where we receive and understand. So just a quick illustration and then kind of a wrap up here real quick. Not this last summer, but the summer before, Penny and I had planted some tomato plants. And so we had planted them and they started growing, which was great. But, and they were the, what they call the determinant kind, like a Roma tomato. And so it grew up to a certain height and then it just kind of stopped. And we kept, you know, watering it and everything. It started producing a couple of tomatoes, but they never really, you know, some of them got kind of ripe, but I mean, it just looked sickly. And so anyway, at the end of the season, it was time to uproot it, you know, to, because it had all dried up and everything. We uprooted it and we found out why. Because what had happened was the year before that, we had planted some potatoes in that same area and the potatoes had created a mold. So when the roots got down to the mold, it couldn't get the nourishment it needed. And as a result, it was sickly. Well, we cleaned all that out. And so this year when we planted the tomatoes in that same container, they came up and they just, I mean, they were huge. And it's because the root could get down deep. So really the key is not just understanding what God wants from us as far as our sowing and our faith, as it said there in Colossians about that we're rooted and established in faith. So we have to nurture the word to get it down deep into our hearts. So it's not just head knowledge, but it's deep in our hearts that we know what God's word has said. We do that with affirmations. We do that with stepping out in faith, the faith that we have as best as we can. We step out in faith. We step out in faith. We see God's provision. Like the person that you just talked about, I mean, they now have another faith building experience that they can even go deeper and further, and that root can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the resulting growth from that, the resulting plant from that gets higher and bigger and more productive and more fruitful. So that's what I wanted
Amen.
To say.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. That was a great example, a good visualization too. Great. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that.
And we do talk about that, getting from head to heart knowledge a lot here.
That's right.
You know, because it's got to be in your heart. You've got to have it in here because that's where your real faith is. And I've seen people, they know it, but they really just don't quite believe it 100%. They're kind of hoping for it maybe someday, and it never comes. But when that changes, when they have a belief, you know, that's where it works. Okay, so now we're going to.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and let me see here. Hold on a second. Okay, so we are going to show you as we do every week, reminding you what you have inside of you and who you are in Christ Jesus. And you have the dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power of God inside of you. And this power is enabling you to keep fighting the good fight of faith, is helping you to not give up. It's helping you to not get discouraged. And it's helping you to maintain your trajectory towards your goal because God's power is inside of you. And the demons, devils, and evil spirits run away from you when you use that power of God in your authority and dominion by speaking the word of God, commanding your circumstances to change and line up to the word of God, and submit it to God and his word and being a doer, not a hearer only, then you can resist the devil and he flees from you.
Amen. So that's always your weekly reminder. Now, this is an affirmation that we think would bless you. And it's a prayer that God rebukes the devourer with specific challenges, okay?
Now remember, devourer is not always money, Glinker.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes devourer comes in health challenges. Sometimes it comes in relationship challenges. I mean, think about this. When you're challenged because it's a relationship problem, it challenges, devours your time up and frustration levels and things like that. You know, so there's all kinds of ways that the devourer can do it, not just financial.
So that mold from the leftover potato root was trying to devour the nutrients
right
in the soil,
mm-hmm.
so that that seed that was planted couldn't get the nutrients. So we need God to continually rebuke the devourer on our behalf. But as a tither, you have that right. And so when you stand firm, it doesn't matter what it looks like out there, we're changing the circumstance with what the word of God says. And God will create what is needed. So here's the recommendation. Say the USP plus the affirmation 20 times in a row often. Reminder that the USPs cover any blockages of sin and the frequency accelerates it. Here's a sample prayer. Unaware sins prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9.
Now, the affirmation behind that would be, in this case, for financial, say, challenges of lack or debt, you would say, in the name of Jesus, as a tither, God continually rebukes the devourer for me, and I praise you that my income greatly exceeds my expenses. Thank you, Lord, for rebuking the devourer of whatever the challenge is, lack or debt or so forth. So all my bills and debts have been paid, and God has already supplied me with more income and provided a better place for me to live for less.
If you need that part, this is just a sample. You don't have to say any of this, but it just shows you how you are going to personalize this for yourself.
Okay. Now, the other thing you can say is, in the name of Jesus, I've been completely healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet by the stripes of Jesus, especially of, and then whatever physical challenge the person is dealing with. You know, now the way you put that together, you start with the unaware sins prayer, do that first, then jump to the last one here, which says, in the name of Jesus, I've been completely healed. You do them one after the other about 20 times. We have found this is a 1-2 punch against the enemy, and it has sufficiently speedily knock the enemy away in to do wonderful things.
Okay, the devourer tried to attack two people in our congregation by having their wallets be lost. Now, one was this week and one was last week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And last week, that person asked the Holy Spirit what to do, and the Holy Spirit said, call the pastors. And so we prayed with that person, and we took authority and commanded the hidden things to come to light. We commanded that no criminal activity could be done with that wallet, and the angels of God would put that wallet where she could find it. In about an hour or so, after we prayed, it supernaturally appeared where she had been sitting at her desk and look in that area. It wasn't there, and that was exciting. Then someone else texted and said, I need prayer. My wallet's challenged to be lost. Okay, so the Lord had Pastor James send this prayer, but put in there, rebuke the devourer from me, and that I find my, and that my wallet has been found by the angels of God, and they put it where I could find it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how it was about an hour too, right?
About an hour, we got a praise report, found it, you know, come to find out he'd left it someplace, but it was safe, and
They guarded it for him.
Yeah, they took care of it for him, and he found it, and all the money was in there, and everything was in it, and there was no problem at all.
Praise the Lord. And then this other person, Pastor James, gave that person a sample prayer exactly like this,
but it was personalized to that person's needs. And he said 20 of them in a row. And then we said every hour, you should do another 20. Every hour, do another 20. Or as often as possible. If you can't do it every hour because it's a work day, we understand that. But you do have a, you can do it before you leave for work. You can do it at lunchtime if you eat faster than normal. You can do it when you come home after dinner.
Yeah.
Just do it as often as possible. And on your day off, I would try to do it every hour if you have severe needs. And
don't let the number startle you because 20 of these takes about 3 or 4 minutes. It's not that long of a deal.
If you don't have time for 20, at least do one. Can you do one a day? Start there. Okay. But they had challenges. This man had severe needs. So he did the 20 in a row, every hour. That was yesterday. Today, we got the praise report.
Yep.
Brand new client. No. It was an old client
that came back.
That needed a new project.
New work.
Yeah, a new project. Yeah. That's what it was.
And the client had no problem paying in advance. So
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So it works. This, three people, this works. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do you want to do one of these together? Affirm them together?
Sure.
And then in these blanks, you're going to put whatever you need. You're going to say your personalization. If you don't have debt, if you don't have lack, if you need something else, you put in there, you want to rebuke the devourer of health. Say you have a healing need. Okay. And so instead of my bills and debts have been paid, you might want to say, you might want to skip to, I've been completely healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. But if there are any other needs that you have,
it could be a car challenge or an appliance challenge.
It could be your business needs to have more income, mm-hmm. Whatever it is. So look at this for a minute. I know you don't have the paper in front of you. But read it through. And in those blanks, you might want to get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and decide what you want to put in those blank spaces for yourself. So when we get to those blanks, we will say the sample and you say whatever you want to say.
Right.
Okay. We'll give you a few minutes to decide what you want to say. And we're going to agree with each other to do this, okay? Okay. All right, so let me lead you in this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. In the name of Jesus, as a tither, God continually rebukes the devourer from me. And I praise you that my income greatly exceeds my expenses. Thank you, Lord, for rebuking the devourer of lack or debt. You can put whatever else you want to put in there. So all my bills and debts have been paid, and God has already supplied me with more income and has provided a better place, only if you need this, for me to live for less. And you could put has provided, anything else that you want to put, okay? In the name of Jesus, I have been completely healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet by the stripes of Jesus, especially of, you can put in there, cancer, asthma challenge, abnormal growth challenges, energy and sleepiness challenges, whatever you want. Okay, so let's do that again. So that was a pre-run.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's try this again here. Repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As a tither.
As a tither.
God continually rebukes.
God continually rebukes.
The devourer from me.
The devourer from me.
And I praise you.
And I praise you.
That my income.
That my income.
Greatly exceeds.
Greatly exceeds.
My expenses.
My expenses.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For rebuking the devourer.
For rebuking the devourer.
Of.
Of.
Here's where you put in your own challenge. Lack or debt.
Lack or debt.
Okay. So all my bills.
So all my bills.
And debts.
And debts.
Have been paid.
Have been paid.
And God has already.
And God has already.
Supplied me.
Supplied me.
With more income.
With more income.
And has provided.
And has provided
a better place for me.
A better place for me
to live for less.
To live for less, or whatever, you know,
whatever
you need there.
Okay. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been completely healed.
I have been completely healed.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Especially of.
Especially of.
And fill in the blank there.
Yeah, and you might want to put. The challenge. Oops. Of. Or challenges.
Yeah, I like that. Challenges of.
Okay, so you might want to. Modify that. Okay, so that person that did this affirmation got $3,500 in 24 hours. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah, praise the Lord. So we believe whatever your needs are, I don't care if it's $3.1 million you need. I don't care if it's whatever it is. God knows your amount of what your need is.
$3 million for God. His pocket change.
That's true. Oh, I have a praise report. Okay. So we gave this prayer also to, is it okay, Josephine, if I give this report?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Serene is Josephine's daughter, and she's a sophomore at a university, and we gave her a version of this prayer modified to fit her needs, and she was believing God for an on-campus job as a new student, and she got hired today in the department she wanted. Hooray! Hallelujah! That's huge. So it's a work-study program. Okay, so this affirmation is working really well for a lot of people. So I was just excited to give it to people since we've already had several people that have done it, had success, and wanted the rest of you to
have success with it as well. Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot because a lot of different things that they needed. So we put this together and it's batting 100,000% right now. So
amen. It's doing really good. Okay. So, well, it's God's word. But see, it also, affirmations help our faith to increase and grow.
That's what affirmations do.
Yeah. Because faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. So, but I like this one that Pastor James was able to formulate for some specific needs and said, that'll also work for so-and-so. That'll also work for so-and-so. And yeah, then it just kept snowballing. We said, this will work for everybody. Praise the Lord. Okay. Communion time. Okay. Who's doing the body?
I think you're doing the body and Pastor Matthew, the blood. Is that correct?
Okay. And we just did a USP. So I don't think we have to do that again since we're already prayed up. And communion today is...
Yeah, Josephine's doing the body tonight.
Okay, great.
Pastor Matthew, the blood. Okay, great.
Okay, ready, Josephine?
Anytime you're ready, Josephine.
You should be unmuted again. There we go.
Father God, we just glorify you on this evening, Lord God. And God, we just thank you, Father God, for loving us, Father God, before we could even begin to love ourselves, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you, Father God, were wounded, Father God, for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, Father God. The chastisement of your peace was upon us, Lord God. And by your stripes, Lord God, we have been healed, Lord God. And we take your body, Father God, on tonight, Father God, as a symbol, Father God, of our faith in what you have promised us, Lord God. So we break the body, Father God, and we take it, Father God, and we say that we have been healed in every area of our lives, Father God, by the stripes of Jesus. Partake of the bread in the name of Jesus.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name.
Hey, Pastor Matthew, are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, you're muted, Pastor Matthew. There you go.
After the supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the blood of the new covenant." And we thank you, Father, that through this new covenant, we have remission of sins. But more than that, we thank you that through this blood of the new covenant, every promise, every blessing, every benefit of the new covenant is ours in Christ Jesus. From our sins being removed and remitted to us being the glorious church, overcomers and conquerors, more than conquerors. We thank you, Father, that as we take your blood tonight, we walk in the victory that you have promised for us. In Jesus' mighty name, let's take the blood.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Josephine and Pastor Matthew. That was a beautiful communion. Appreciate it. Okay, do you want to recruit two people for next week?
Sure. Who would like to do communion next week? Everybody jump over once now. All right, Peter, would you do the body? And Sharon Crane, would you do the blood, please?
Yes, thank you.
Peter, is that okay with you?
Do the body.
Okay, thank you. That would be a blessing. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to do one more affirmation together. And let's see here. I'm going to let, do you want them to see it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do the
affirmation that those of you that give offerings, because that's the way to increase, is to give an offering. It's our mandatory commandment to give the tithes so God can rebuke the devourer on our behalf and protect us and give us divine provision. But to increase and prosper, we give offerings. So even if it's only a dollar, say if you haven't given any offerings, you can give $1 in this week to ABC Church. God will prosper that. We're going to say this affirmation together as a prayer of agreement, as a prophetic intercession to intercede for one another. We're going to say in the we form and as a prayer of unity. So it's going to be a triple whammy for us against the devil and a triple triumphant prayer method. Okay?
All right, so repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
According to.
According to.
2 Corinthians 9.
2 Corinthians 9.
Verses 10 to 12.
Verses 10 through 12.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
For providing us.
For providing us.
Extra money offerings.
Extra money offerings.
As seed to sow.
As seed to sow.
And bread for food.
And bread for food.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For also providing.
For also providing.
And multiplying.
And multiplying.
Our seed.
Our seed.
For sowing.
For sowing.
And increase.
And increased.
Our harvest.
Our harvest.
Of righteousness.
Of righteousness.
Which shows itself.
Which shows itself.
In act of goodness.
In act of goodness.
Kindness and love.
Kindness and love.
We name our seed.
We name our seed.
To harvest prosperity.
To harvest prosperity.
And increase.
An increase.
Of abundance.
Of an abundance.
Of money.
Of money.
And manifested healing.
And manifested healing.
We give you thanks.
We give you thanks.
Lord.
Lord.
For supplying.
For supplying.
All of our needs.
All of our needs.
And the needs of.
And the needs of.
ABC Church.
ABC Church.
And all ABCers.
And all ABCers.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Wow. Did you feel something break, sense something break in the spirit?
I did.
I did. Okay. So I'm going to ask you if you, number one, sense a breakthrough in the spirit realm for your finances. Put a number one in the chat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, why you do that? The Lord's instructed me to do this for a season, probably through the holidays. It's not a get one message and everything works. This is about building your faith to receive. Because we've all heard the prosperity message and enough things, we're also challenged. We're going to break through some barriers here. But it's going to be those who are diligent to come forth, to do what needs to be done, and to keep receiving. You know, you don't go to the gym one time and become super strong. It's about going and doing all the work necessary, and we're going to repeat some things. We're going to get the faith level built up to where by the end of the season, everybody has financial breakthroughs. Okay? I'm believing somebody, maybe more than one, will make at least $1 million cash flow between now and the end of the year.
That's what the Lord dropped in his heart. So who's receiving that? I'm receiving it in Jesus' name.
I'd love for all of us to do it.
I'm receiving it.
You know, it's not a competition.
I'm receiving that.
It's not one only.
In Jesus' name, I'm receiving it.
We can all do it.
I'm receiving
that. God's no respecter of persons.
Yep.
Okay? All right.
Yep.
Put a two in the chat if you use an extra $1 million right now.
Number two, if you receive that word from God to get $1 million.
I agree with Pastor Matthew.
By December 2024. Okay, so I like that one.
Now, feel free to invite some friends and people you know that are challenged right now that want to come on and hear what's going to be taught here. We're going to break through some new ground barriers. We're going to see different things than what you've seen on the TVs. We're going to push this thing so that everybody can be financially rewarded in Jesus' name.
Okay, number three. Did this message help you today? Did it help you in any way? Did you get encouraged? Did you, you know, get excited, you know?
Yay.
Yay, hooray, 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 hallelujah. I got excited.
I'm excited.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I shouldn't try to get this stuff before we go to sleep because now, you know.
I know. Are we going to be able to go to sleep now? Oh, Gwen and I think Annie also reminded us to do our 20, we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
I guess we should do that.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody ready?
Okay. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peter put in the chat 1, 2, and 3. I like that one, Peter.
Sharon Queen said she's excited.
I'm excited. Okay. Let's all unmute and give the Lord. He deserves a big hand clap for this one. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for sealing this word in our hearts and deeply rooted and planted on good soil. Hallelujah. We received the harvest already. And what is that scripture that the reaper is overtaking the sower? Hallelujah. That's what I see in the spirit realm. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think we need to rejoice.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow, I'm excited. Yep. God's doing something.
Uh-huh. He is.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This is a turnaround for a lot of us. Actually, it's a turnaround for all of us. This is a turnaround. Calling into being, speaking into being. This challenge of financial lack is stopping now in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
We are now in increase.
Yes.
That's what the Lord's saying. We're an increase.
Exponential increase.
Exponential increase.
Exponential.
In
Jesus'
name.
We're going to see an exponential graph on all of our incomes right now. All of our cash flows.
Amen.
Everything going up in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
All right, I never thought of that. Pastor Matthew, do you have the honor to close us out in prayer, please?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father, we are excited. We're excited because you are our God. We are excited because your word is true.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father, that as we stand on your word, as we work your word works. And so we thank you, Father, as we put our trust in you for your increase. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, that we will see that increase come into our lives in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Thank you, Father.
And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good prayer.
Blessing over everybody. And we thank you, Father, that as we go from here, that you give sweet sleep to all of us tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Now,
if you do want to invite anybody, just let us know. We'll get a link to them so they can come on. Next Wednesday, we'll go from there, okay?
Amen. Okay. Love you guys. Hope
God
to
bless.
See you on...
Good night, everyone.
Bye. GS2 Advanced is Friday.
4:30.
At 4:30 for GS2 Advanced students. And Sunday is going to be an exciting day. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be fantastic service. We love you all. And 6:33, who's getting up with me and... Pastor James,
yay.
Love you. God bless you. Bye.
Good night.
God bless you. Bye.